Okay, if we can have your attention now, we'll start. I'd like to ask the work campers up there on the hill to please sit down. Over on the other side of Woodland Creek, up the hill a little ways, Camp Woodland is developing a center of the folk arts and crafts. We're developing a museum which grows out of these many festivals, which grows out of the cooperation between the people of the city who come here for the summer and the people of the country to preserve what is good and fine in the past of the Catskill Mountains. We have collected many songs. We've collected many stories. We've collected many old implements. This is going to be a museum where people can learn songs, where people can capture some of the old handicraft skills. And in trying to describe this museum, I felt last year, trying to describe it, I felt the best way I could do that was to write a poem. And this poem tries to express the thing that we've been trying to do here with young people going into the country and learning about country ways. The counselors in training, under the direction of Anne Allen, in the poem, the broad axe, and the song.
Skilled hands have gripped that handle, hewed out hemlock beams, straight and smooth.
The rounded blade was shaped by a blacksmith, but the man who made it and the woodman who used it died long ago. Their children are gone now, and their children's children are old. Soon their children's children will be gone.
What will become of the broad axe? Forgotten for years in a lonesome attic.
Do for a living.
Tell us the way things used to be.
by. Thankfully, they carry off their boyar. Thoughtfully and quietly now, they ride the steep road overarched by trees, remembering the warm goodbye and the old man's parting words.
Remember the lass in the hills of Glen Shee. When I die, my songs will live on in the hearts of young people.
Ask the tools of our museum. Inquire of the broadaxe, the trow, the flail, the peavey, and the bark spud.
Our land was built by the skillful folk. They hewed their beams straight and true. The work was hard as the day was long, but they did and sang as the work was true.
Our land was built by joyful hands. That patterned the quilt with loving care. Whittled Sapio with artist touch, and put grace and beauty in a rocking chair.
Our land was built by neighborly folk, one for all and all for one. They helped each other at a husking bee and cut a caper when the work was done.
The young people sing the song, spin the yarn. They dance Red River Valley.
The wind blows and the snow weighs down the limbs, but the sapling stands firm, its roots deeply anchored in the earth.
Bend your roots deep, young men and women. You must stand strong when the cold winds blow, when the driving snows come. O pioneers of days to be, you must be strong and sure. You must build cities of peace and good neighbors in a wilderness of hate. You will need your broadaxe and your song.
Dedicated to the people of the Catskills who have written poems and composed songs. One of the people that you've met here before is going to sing two songs that he composed. His name is Grant Rogers, and he comes from Rock Ridge. The first song is about something that's happening there now. He and all of his neighbors will have to move out of the valley to make way for what perhaps will be the last of the reservoirs in the Catskills. At least it will supply New York City with water until 1980 or something like that. And Grant made up a song about the way he feels about that. He also, some time ago, made up a song about Franklin D. Roosevelt on the time of Roosevelt's death. These two songs he will sing now. It's a long way from the dugout up here.
Hey, Norman, tell me I lost my guitar.
It's right back there.
Anybody see a guitar? Lord, move it, Norman.
dream and strife has struck out. America never was behind the
that we have within 5 feet of this platform two of the oldest and most famous bear hunters of the state, Mr. Mike Todd, whom you all know, and Mr. Claude Yearley, two of the finest bear hunters of the state. And for the first time I heard Mike admit that somebody's a better bear hunter. He said Claude Yearley 1 year got 8 bear as his maximum, and Mike, the greatest number he ever got was 4 in a year. Is that right? You got the biggest one. We're going on now to another song composed in the Catskills. If any of you had been at a festival some 10 years ago, you would have met a bowed old man, bent old man, named George Edwards. Man who had lived a very hard life in the woods, and who was a man of many songs. He learned his songs from his father and his mother mainly. His father was, like Bonnie Quillen, a very funny man. He was always playing jokes. His father was called Pat Edwards, and Pat composed the song which is going to be sung now by Bill McAdoo. The song is "I'll Walk the Road Again." I've been so
I would like to ask all the camper photographers one thing. Stay put. So that it's very disturbing to have you all moving around. You heard a song from someone who would have to move out of a valley to make way for a reservoir. I'd like to go back to another reservoir now, one that was built a long time ago, started in 1905 and finished in 1915. A reservoir which displaced 7 villages. And among the people whom it displaced was a man who comes here to sing very often. And this song is not about how the residents of the valley feel, but these are several songs written by the engineers and the men who worked on the dam. And I'd like to have Elwin Davis come up and sing us some songs about the reservoir.
He has it all in the book there.
Yeah, we heard him last night, huh?
Especially on the yo-yo.
This is Barbara Mansour, from whom you will hear more later. Over all the planning of the reservoir. Carlton E. Davis was a resident engineer. I guess that pretty well covers it, so you'll get an idea more or less of what it's all about. Now, come on, Barbara. I do that. Well, we'll do the best we can, then. One autumn day, Carl Ken went away with his map case by his side. Through its mountain lane, he trained for fame. We must do the job, he cried. At the Tongoor site, there's a snag or two and a dollar bridge a few. Then a plan he made, and with it he stayed, and we heard him softly say, wait till the dam is finished, and the water's rising high. We will be happy while the don't you cry. Down the aqueduct we'll wander, Waldo, you and I. Wait till the dam is finished by and by. Now the dam is done, and we have begun the big reservoir to fill. Down to Olive Bridge, from each mountain ring, let the floods come when they will. For we've shut the gate, and if you wait, you can see the waters rise. And we'll hold secure this water pure, that when it fell down from the skies. Now everybody, wait till the dam is finished and the water is rising high. We will be happy while you and I. Down the aqueduct we'll wander, Waldo, don't you cry. Wait till the dam is finished by and by.
Thank you very much. I think this is about the time to put in some harmonica playing, and I know of no one better than Mary Avery. Would you come up and play us a piece, Mary? In the meantime, will Faye Berrios come to the platform? Thank you.
Not really.
Just as a precaution, what about it ain't gonna rain no more? I remember you played that once here, and it helped. That we collected here in the Catskills, the Knickerbocker Line, danced by a work camp group with direction of Faye Barrio. Yeah.